So this is a new song that's sort of a like a sister song to a John Prine song that's kind of obscure. It's on his album The Missing Years. So he has this song on The Missing Years called Jesus, The Missing Years. And it's all about what Jesus was doing between the ages of 12 and 23 when he goes off the grid in the Bible. Nobody really knows, so John Prine makes up this song about he went to the movies and he joined a band and he ate pork chops with a hot chick in Italy and all this stuff happened. So I decided I wanted to write a song about what Jesus's mother, Mary, was doing during that time, because I don't think she gets a lot of airtime in the Bible considering her role. So this is my sister song to Jesus, The Missing Years. This is called Mary, The Submissing Years. It was hot, a hundred in the shade, when Mary got a note from this guy named Gabe. She don't remember getting pregnant, but she did. And by all accounts, she churned out one heck of a kid. But walking home from church one day, he just up and disappeared. Maybe he went to find Santa, or maybe he went to get beer. He was just 12 years old, this miracle she'd carried. It was also confusing. She wasn't even married. So she fled south to Elizabeth, her eldest cousin, who despite her old age also had one in the oven. And in a duplex with a busted cement gnome, where Chattanooga was as good as home. That's in Tennessee. Firecrackers and Barbie lovers and train trackers and Coca-Cola makers and insurance takers and a lot of hot preachers. Zip up the brownies, shine on Bob Rose. They almost booked a beach trip, but they didn't have a way. They banged biscuits in daylight for whoever might stop by. But they didn't get a lot of callers at the corner of Duda. Well, sweet tea was flowing and so were the tears as Mary lived out her submissive years. Not really free and sure not a boss. Just mostly lonely and mostly lost. Wherever Jesus was and whatever God had in mind, she hoped her boy was out there somewhere having a good time. Because chance just seems to fall out of the sky. That's if you're lucky and the weather is dry. Lots of letters from Mama came full of worry and I told yous. She curled up on the couch and watched Steel Magnolias. She baked a cake and baked a ham. She opened an account on Instagram. That's what you did back then. Now, Mary was a good old gal. She didn't deserve the shit. She wrote her lines out one at a time, and she didn't complain one bit. She saw Sinead cover Loretta on Saturday Night Live, like every good virgin does. But she spent most of her time just sitting around and wondering where in the hell Jesus was. Sarah bought some brownies, shone above rose. They almost booked a beach trip, but they didn't have a way. They baked biscuits at daylight for whoever might stop by. But they didn't get a lot of callers. Corner of Duda. Well, time went by like molasses, so she signed up for some classes. But it seemed there were no real answers, just a lot of fast food and raunchy dancers, and things everywhere were the worst kind of wild. And she knew in her gut they were coming for her child. Bumpers and thumpers and guns a-blazing. Old Jesus was in for some gnarly hazing. Frat boy hazing, that is, the worst kind. She thought, oh my God, what have I done? He's a bottle of milk and all the love inside him is mine. They're going to kill my baby. They don't like him none. So she cut off all her hair. She thought she might could get there if they would just mistake her for a man. It looked kind of mod. It probably wouldn't please God, but she had to have some kind of plan. It turns out there are no fish at the end of a lightning rod. And the worst thing you can grow up to be is the son of God. And I'm not sure there's anything anybody can do when people will kill you even when there's nothing wrong with you. So come and gather around me, friends. All my contemporary peers. And I'll tell you all the story of Mary, the submissive. Sarah bought some brownies, Sean and Bob Rose. They almost booked a beach trip, but they didn't have a way. They banged biscuits in daylight for whoever might stop by. But they didn't get a lot of callers at the corner of Dude. There ain't a lot of callers at the corner of Dude.